The leader of the insurgency in Iraq is dead, or rather the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq is dead. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been the most wanted terrorist in Iraq. He was killed yesterday in an American air raid north of Baghdad. Joining me now is Bing West, who is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs under Ronald Reagan. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does this mean?
Well, it does several things. First, Zarqawi was, of course, the face of the opposition. And genuinely, al-Qaeda has more and more taken over the insurgency. So our senior leaders will basically say, well, this is a blow, but someone else will replace them. And they'll downplay it a little bit. But in truth, this is huge. This is like losing both your field commander and your spiritual, moral leader for those who follow the insurgency. I mean, this man was the face of evil, so it's very good that this man is dead.
Well, there are others who we have talked to this morning, though, who have said that he had an operational role, but was only one of several groups, anyway, that operated there. What was his operational role?
Well, number one, I think we have to be careful that we just don't throw out common sense. The only face that any of us knew was Zarqawi. So, to say he was just one of many may be true to a certain extent, but he was the super equal among all others. And his operational role was that he was the one who was implacable in his blood desires and murderous system. Let me give you an example. The city of Fallujah was the stronghold of the insurgency in 2004. When he moved into that city, within 3 weeks after he had come into that city, he had cowed an entire city of 300,000. And it was remarkable. It was like watching the movie Scarface with Al Pacino. This man was so implacable and so determined that he was going to get his way that he could bend the wills of others. And he, within 3 weeks, had a lieutenant by the name of Hadid, who had been a plumber's son in the lower part of Fallujah, who was patterning himself in his ruthlessness and killing ways after Zarqawi. And it was like watching Scarface, the movie, to watch the rise, because we were monitoring the city very carefully, was just astounding. And we've all seen at one point or another extraordinary leaders, even when they're evil, like Hitler, and Zarqawi's in that category.
You know, Mr. West, we just have a few seconds, but let me just ask you quickly, is though the genie possibly out of the bottle? That is, there's no going back. He's already set off and unleashed something that even his death won't change.
Well, of course, it'll continue along those lines, but the morrow in war, the morrow is to the physical, is about 10 to 1, and this is a big moral blow to the other side. They will not, the insurgents will not easily find somebody to replace Zarqawi, and the morale of the Iraqi soldiers will go up. And the way in which he was killed makes a difference, too, because it was the Americans using their high technology tracking him down. And that's what really worries al-Qaeda. What al-Qaeda really worries about is the Americans and our special operations forces quietly putting the pieces together. And in this case, they did.
Thank you very much. Bing West is former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs under Ronald Reagan.